or deal and keep listening. So this show brought to you by TrueNutrition.com. Make sure you use code ADVICES at checkout.
Also brought to you by ForgeNutrition.com. Use code DELF for 15% off at checkout.
All right, well.
And when you're eating, they get real close to you. I almost grabbed one yesterday.
They do. I wish you would have.
If I really wanted to, I think I could have had it.
That was like one pina colada in, so give it another. I think you had that guy. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that bird.
So let's start here. We need to mention in shape, you can still throw your hat in the ring. So think about that.
Yep. To sign up for the show, you can go to upapower.com. The show is called the NPC Mighty Muscle on the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool show. It's newer. I think it's the third year, right?
Third year. Awesome. Like a huge fucking tiara, a sword, a shield. I think like Gladiator. Spartan helmets.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And not to mention they have, last year Derek Lunsford was the guest poser.
Yeah.
I don't think they're having a guest poser this year. He's going to do something different. But post show...
timeshare that we're staying at. So we're actually not staying at the host hotel, which is like 5 miles away, like a little more east on the island at the Hilton Carib, which we'll talk about. But our place, we try to find it and it's like impossible on the GPS. So we're looking all over hotel because they're like, yeah, it's right next door. So we go there and this is the
even nicer. It's El San Juan Hotel.
Yeah, super fucking nice. So we walk in and they're like, no, you're not supposed to be here either. And we're like, oh fuck. So we go next door and our hotel's, I mean, it's all right. It's a pretty nice place, but it's more of like a
bro. I felt like, okay, I know we're in Puerto Rico, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. But I felt like we were in the fucking ghettoest parts of India or something.
I know. Okay, yeah, talk about you're driving and I...
Puerto Ricans, you need to learn how to drive.
Seriously.
And guess what? I wouldn't be surprised if you all end up in prison.
Oh my God.
If you go through life the way motherfuckers drive here, you're going to end up in prison.
But Ryan, go to everybody just like all locals do. We go up this ramp and it's
the
terrible.
Steepest ramp. If it was raining, you would not be able to walk up this ramp. The ramp was so steep, you could not get up it. You'd have to crawl like a baby.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So we get up there.
Democracy, the movie.
Yeah.
It was insane.
That's a really good way to put it. So we're like finding all the stuff we need. I was like, okay, let's get some turkey. Guess what? Guess they don't fucking eat ground turkey here. Nope. So we had
they
to
eat
get
malditas.
Masitas.
Masitas. not little baddies. Here's the thing, too. I don't get very nervous. I've been in some pretty fucking shady places and run around with like some low-level Chicago mobsters and stuff. And I'm not and fucking straight up gangbangers. I'm not nervous when I'm with them, but this was the kind of place that after we come shirts that say welcome to the zoo. Like if you get weird looks when you go to the grocery store or shopping, whatever, Haley and I are going to make shirts that say welcome to the zoo.
And then TCU, the come up podcast.
Yeah. We'll make some. And, if people want them, let me know. So when we get them made, we'll get a bunch.
There's like seriously 200 cardio machines. And then, you know, like this little room that has weightlifting stuff. So we went to like three of them and they were all the fucking same, just crazy.
And if you're wondering, they do have lunk alarms at Puerto Rican mm-hmm. Planet Fitness as well, except
travel outside of the United States or even south of the Mason-Dixon line. I realize how fucking terrible and slow customer service is in other parts of the world.
The further you go south, the slower it gets.
Seriously.
Nope. I mean, you would think, though, you would figure out if you paid attention to your customers and, like, actually kind of attended to them, that you would get better tips.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers do the bare minimum, and they don't even seem like they want to help you.
No, they don't.
They take your order, bring you your food. You got to deal with the fucking wild-ass motherfuckers.
It's like the Wild Wild West out here.
Hey, I like that. I like the Wild West.
It's nuts, though. We've seen, like, three cops, and people just drive fucking nuts. Like, on the interstate, people go 20, or people go fucking 82.
And then when the exit's on the right side, they turn.
They seem very approachable, super positive, really cater to the athletes, and make sure that everybody has... enjoyment. You know, he was nothing but class and business the whole time, and I think that's why I'm gonna want to do all of his shows in the next few years.
Yeah, he's super nice.
Prejudging and judging was fucking wild.
Dude, the Puerto Rican fans brought the energy.
It was insane. Like, I wish Americans were like
this. fans and spectators in the States, we gotta fucking up the
and this guy on stage is like feeding off this energy. He's like, fuck yeah, like I'm fucking Javier Rios. I'm up here as a lightweight. Look at me.
Yep. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the pro. She won the New York Pro. Mm-hmm. And then she won Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico Pro.
Yeah.
I mean, she stepped out and the same thing. The Puerto Rican fans went fucking berserk.
And her suit, she was wearing a Puerto Rican flag suit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there were other Puerto Ricans competing in the pro. Just looking at her improvements that she's made from last year's Olympia going into this season, it's pretty big. She knew that she needed to step it up a little bit, and she definitely did.
Yep.
so then we also had women's bodybuilding.
Yes.
And that Wings of for them to get back into that venue, even as a presenting sponsor, is huge, because that's one step closer for them to bring female bodybuilding back to the Olympia stage, which, yep, I think is a huge goal for them.
I think there might be some workings like behind the curtain right in the show.
I mean, looking at that lineup, there were a lot of really good female bodybuilders, and she was not the hardest.
No.
She wasn't.
Well, she was pretty damn hard, but she was not the biggest.
She was hard, but if you looked at them from the back, I mean, she didn't have fucking cutout glutes. Like, the fucking winner of the Wings of Strength Rising Phoenix, it's $100,000 in a brand new fucking Corvette.
Yep.
So
might be better to
so that's pretty cool.
Stay on their own.
Yeah.
Who knows? But no, she looked awesome. Congrats.
Yeah. 212.
Yeah.
Really good, too.
Arms are just, like, really short for his body.
He's just not... The proportions are just different. They really are. But the classic lineup looked good. We didn't watch too much of that because Ryan, we had to get going to get home so that he could rest, because we had a really early day Saturday. A lot of controversy going on with the New York Pro, with Ahmad Ashkenani beating Eduardo Correa. And personally, I think both of us think, obviously, Correa looked better.
Yeah. I mean,
we have nobody has any idea what happened.
We weren't there in person.
No.
But
pictures don't lie either.
They gave him like four. They gave him like four coats.
Yeah, LSR's like, no, this is LSR. Yeah. Trust us. Yeah, and then Brett Wilkin, we just had on our show. He did not get the call or the placement that he was hoping for. He ended up in second call. There were two calls, but
shit, maybe he should bump up to the open and just get big as fuck.
You know, this is fucking IFBB bodybuilding too. I mean, they've not seen him. This is literally his first bodybuilding show in the IFBB. So. You have to be so fucking good to come in and beat people.
212 future star.
A couple,
actually. And Bo Lewis. This dude, he finished second place. He's massive. He looked really good. And then
Dwayne Walker.
Dwayne Walker has one of my favorite physiques.
He very stacked lineup. It was a little more shallow than I was hoping to see, but there was one big name, and she ended up winning. Margita Zamalova from the Czech Republic is a returning Olympian, so she ended up taking it. She doesn't have the...
It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never heard of her before, honestly.
No. Third place. Click on that.
I don't know who this is.
Trisha Vazirian, no idea. She looked pretty good, though. She was really ripped. And then in fourth place was Christina Bittner. And we kick things off with fitness. Big fitness lineup. Like, huge fitness lineup.
It was
pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The winner ended up being Tiffany Chandler. She is a Southern Belle sweetheart. She is super cool. I've interviewed her, or the nun one.
Yes. Yeah, so this chick comes out dressed up like an evil nun, and she's on one of those little hover round. I don't know, those little things you stand on and you can like hover around on them. You know,
a hover round.
Yeah, I don't fucking know what they're called.
He looked real good, but the top three looked real good. Yeah. You know, they were all. Pretty black dudes with small waist, looking like they could go out on the beach. But Andre's shape was just a little bit better. You know, he's the returning winner.
Yep,
he'd won
the
Arnold Classic. And with bikini, I think that's a huge, huge part of it is how you present yourself. And she, especially for her age, nailed it.
Yep. And Francesca right next to Romina, I was like, fuck it. I don't care. Either one could win it. Whoever they pick is fair. You know? So.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I think Milan Sadek could have taken it too. And I was like, yeah, but he didn't look quite as sharp as he did in New York. And that just left the door open for John. And John just fucking slammed it shut.
Well, that dude looked really good. But John's a little bit shorter. And next scene, I'm very excited to be done now. I took first place. And heavyweight. So here's the thing. Usually heavyweight is 198 and a quarter to 225. Here, heavyweight was 198 and a quarter and above. So I weighed in.
When Ryan did his overall with three other Puerto Rican dudes, the judge, it was Bill Sebilia was the head judge for the pros. And I saw him take a step back when it came to the night show for the amateurs. And this guy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Big chest. Yep. Yeah, so that was cool. I was like, oh, fuck. But also, Ryan gets mistaken as Hispanic a lot just because of how he's dark.
Especially when I have my tan. I don't have like a white guy face.
You think? Because when they're,
you're in a different fucking country.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you know what I mean. So, oh, well, it was a good thing. You can always pay attention to the people beside you and do what they do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. The light heavyweight ended up winning it. He was, I'm guessing he was mid-40s, souls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that? For those of you that don't know, Ryan wrestled his entire life. Like, I think he was born, and then he got some headgear, and then he went on a mat. That's how long he's been wrestling for.
Pretty much. Season, I'll still be, I'll be fighting, but I'll be bodybuilding as well. And then I'll hopefully, you know, once I plateau for a while, as far as gaining quality tissue, I'll fucking get back on the bodybuilding stage sometime next year.
Yep. I've just looked at my notes and I have a few
things. Dudes think they're Mr. Olympia.
They really do.
Bunch of fags.
So, Jesus. So,
for real.
So Ryan was getting tanned and I was sitting out in the lobby at the Hilton Creve and I see this guy. He must have been like an amateur men's physique guy. He probably about this. Is it Instagram? What is it? Everyone feels like they're literally the fucking best.
Hopefully that kid tipped him well.
I doubt it. I fucking doubt it. You know what? That's some of the best service I've seen, too.
Yeah. Here's part of a protein.
The show cares about bodybuilding deeply. So shout out to Bubby Lupo. Shout out to Forge Nutrition and Jason Netherland. Really excited to be working with you guys. Nice to meet you.
We got to meet one of our favorite female bodybuilders.
Yeah, well, Ryan got to meet. I've met her a few times.
Oh, you
and talked to her for a little bit, and she, you know, she said to me, like, she reached out to me when I was talking about having a coli and how I couldn't compete, blah blah blah. She was upset for me because she really wanted to see me compete this year, and that just f***ed you.
Didn't she get second in the world one year?
I'm not
sure.
She was
up there.
I don't know, but she's been competing for so long, and you know, like recently, she's been working out with fucking Tom Platz.
Yeah.
Fucking Tom Platz. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
See, we'll have to have her on the show and talk about that. Yeah. But he's got a good chance of placing well again, I think. So, shout out to Mauricio as well. But I saw Fabian here, and I'd never met him before, and I told Mauricio, I'm like, hey, I'm pretty sure this is your coach, you know? And he's like, yeah, go up and go. That's him. Go talk to him. And
I had on a shirt with Dorian Yates on. It was like an old golden era fitness shirt. And he's like, oh, you got Dorian on your shirt. And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember when we worked out and did blah, blah, blah. And I was like, holy shit, you worked out with Dorian Yates. Wow. So that guy was, you need to just go with it and it'll pay you back in the end. He's like, but it's not like it ends. It's not like it's over. You have to learn from it, move on, and you'll be better in the future.
Yep. That reminds me too. Before I get made fun of for being fat.
So fucking good.
So good.
It's like pan fried bananas in sugar.
Yes. So good. That was amazing.
Amazing. The food is interesting here. So they have this dish called mofongo. I still don't know what it is, but it's really fucking popular. The Puerto Ricans that were representing the company were like, ciclón. Yeah, ciclón. And he's like, yeah, cyclone. And then he turns, he like takes a drink of it. He's like, whenever I'm speaking at a bodybuilding event, I can. Yes, interesting.
My favorite place we ate so far was actually the Burger Bar Puerto Rico.
Oh, which is at the Verdanza Hotel, which is also in New San Juan. It's like half a mile away from where we're staying.
It's definitely in the top handful of burgers I've ever had.
Oh my God, it was so good.
All as well. The Ocean Breeze restaurant, it's right on the beach, like your feet are in the sand.
That's where we had the sweet plantains.
Yeah, and I had a full pizza to myself, a margarita pizza. It was
literally 12-inch pizza all to himself.
It was amazing, and the view is hard to beat, too.
Yeah. Only that's because I was sitting in front of you.
Anyways, I will kick a bird on this trip.
Let's see. We can talk a little bit more about food. She also wants to know about eating and training while on vacation. That's a really good question because a lot of people fuck it up. And this is partially why I haven't planned
to be able to get a fucking workout in any gym that you're in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's Planet Fitness. There is a powerhouse gym on this island.
Yeah, we're going to go.
But it's like 40 minutes away, I think.
No, it's like 25. We're going to go. So eating on vacation, this is another one that people fuck up. They're like, it's easier to get just like, packaged stuff, but you can always rely on like rotisserie chicken. You can rely on tuna packages or tuna cans, anything like that for a protein. And if you want to have a dinner a couple nights, I think you're all right. You just can't go fucking crazy the whole time.
Right. Right. Yeah, if you're not like competing and you're out and about, fucking enjoy a meal or two on vacation.
I think that's part of why people are like, I'm in Puerto Rico.
Well, I can tell you when we walk down the beach shirtless, a lot of these people have never seen people like us. And it's funny because, yeah, like I'm bigger and in better shape than the average person, but I'm not a freaky professional bodybuilder. And Haley,
some guy on the beach yesterday, he's like, hey, do you guys bodybuild? And we're like, yeah. He's like, that's so cool, I love bodybuilding. there've been a lot of people that will look at us like, oh, musculoso or whatever. They're like, that's crazy. They just stare. But a lot of people have been like, well, we kind of mentioned for Ryan that he's going to be getting back into the octagon. We will keep you guys up to date on that because I know when it comes to bodybuilding, a lot of our listeners, they fucking know what goes into a prep, what you have to do, cutting weight, yada, yada. And then also, like, when it comes to, like, a, quote, prep for bodybuilding, it's called a camp for fighting, right?
Fight camp, yeah.
Fight camp. And how long does that usually take?
Normal, average ones are 8 to 12 weeks.
And that's, like, you do all your cardio. Mm-hmm.
Your stand-up.
So we're going to be focusing on that for Ryan, but he's still going to be lifting and training. He's just going to have to add the fight stuff on top of it.
Yep.
Because looking towards the future, I'm going to be shooting to compete at the end of this year. So the women's physique schedule is really top heavy. So a lot of the shows have gone by or they are coming up that I probably wouldn't be able to make, but as soon as I get back, I've put in the last couple years to get on stage and I'm not fucking satisfied. I don't give a fuck that I had E. coli. I don't care that I had to pull out of a show. I don't care that a million things went wrong. I'm gonna focus on what can go right and I'm gonna cut weight again and I'm gonna try to get on stage. And if I came to me, it's fucking gorgeous, it's green, amazing, I can't wait to wear it. Yeah, I don't even know really how to describe how I feel about it because this year's just been a fucking shit show. But we've pulled back on my supplementation immensely. A lot of shit here. That's like American. I was like, how is this fucking here? It's nuts.
It's called airplanes and boats.
Whoa. Okay, what's next? That's you go with questions.
Okay, this one is non-bodybuilding. The number 4 and then bit in knowledge. And then also look into holographic light theory. It's pretty interesting.
Where the fuck is the come up going?
Well, I'm just saying, we're not going to talk about it, but if you're interested in that, go check it out. I'd be willing to go to them. I think a promoter is going to have to take a chance for the first few years, and they're going to lose money.
I think more and more are going to pop up, though, especially the men's physique, classic physique, bikini division, because those are all on the point system now. Like, you can't win a show. They're going to have to keep traveling. They are. So I think that more and more are going to keep popping up, especially in Europe, because, like, Two Bros Pro events, yep. And then, like, Wings of Strength with Alina Popa being the European ambassador over there now.
What do you think about the future of the sport?
What?
Well, first of all, I think if they were actually... to implement drug testing in the IFBB and the NPC, that would be retarded. There's already natural leagues out there. And do anybody go and watch those?
No.
No, are there any free
people in the hallway? I wonder if that's true. Like, do you know that to be true?
I don't know. I've heard some people
say... Does he use drugs?
Yeah, that would be hypocritical, first of all.
Right.
But I've heard some people say it's fake, but I know Generation Iron did a question from Ivana of Usage. What foods have I eaten? we kind of already talked about it. Just lots of burgers so far. Lots of boogers. Boogers. Burgers. Pizza. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pretty much anything carb-heavy, Ryan's had it.
Yes, true. Bags... And supplementation, like I said, I'm super low. I literally took 250 mgs of test a week, and I took 400 mgs of Masteron a week. And then the last week and a half, I think I was doing 10 mgs of Halo, mm-hmm. oral halotestin.
Mm-hmm. Cover it on our podcast. So a couple, actually one topic that Ryan and I were discussing the other day that we thought would be cool to bring up on the show is... there's a couple kind of people in the world, and I don't even know where you got this. Explain where you got this idea.
This mountain. And after the first day, they made it a couple miles up or halfway up the mountain, whatever. And he said one guy stopped and was like, fuck, I can't wait to go keep going tomorrow. The other guy was like, well, fuck this. I'm ready to head back down. And he said the other guy, the wow person, looking at his feet all day, climbing up the mountain, stops to take a break. First, he looks over his shoulder, sees how far he's come. Then he looks back up at the top of the mountain and says, all right, I'm getting close.
So you have to be able to look back and look forward and accept that it's going to be hard. It's going to be a struggle, but you have to embrace that. Or else you're not going to be successful. If you don't enjoy the ups and the downs, then there's really no fucking reason to be headed the direction that you are to being a top Olympic athlete.
I mean, you can make great progress, but you're not going to go in 6 months from being a fucking normal ass person with average genetics to being fucking professional bodybuilder.
Yeah, you're not going to.
You're not.
Most people. There's maybe a couple.
You know, so it's like you got a long road ahead of you.
Right.
So you better have that wow mentality.
It's really a long game. It really is, especially I think on the female side of things where keeping your femininity is kind of a big deal. I don't just want to take, and she qualified for the biggest stage. And it just goes to show that being patient and saying, fuck what other people say, I do this for me, your timeline doesn't fucking matter. I move at my own pace and I work as hard as I can. I can look like this. He's like, now I realize that I can look as best as I can, but I'll never fucking look like Rich Gaspari.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yep. Yeah, there's always another level to everything too. No matter how good you are, there's always another level. Even if you're the best, there's always another level that you can.
Someone that stays lean all the time. Actually, it's really fucking hard for me to be lean. Ryan is kind of the same way, but not really. Like, his metabolism super fast.
I'm definitely more of a mesomorph. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm like 80% mesomorph, and
yeah. And that's okay for me, but I can't tell you how many people have said, well, you don't need to get so big. You don't have to get that big. And I'm like, bitch, I'm literally not eating any carbs. This is just how my body is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Equas.